Oh my god. It's the guy in the tie.
Welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 78. Hey, enjoy your summer and don't sweat the future. Hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie. Thanks for checking out the pod show number 78. I can't believe we're at number 78. And it's summertime again. I am finally back in the podosphere in my favorite place, just relaxing in my sound acoustic basement, putting out today's podcast. You know, you guys don't know what the future holds. Seriously, school's out, but I do have absolute confidence that you guys are going to make a significant contribution to society. And don't sweat it. Don't worry about stuff. You can't control the future. So enjoy your summer, but don't worry about what's coming. You have no control over that. Just do your best. So today, Guy in a Tie, a friendly science teacher playing indie music and helping out students with school and life. Definitely, I'm friendly, but I love playing indie music. And I have five or six tracks today that are just, you know, they're new. They're all new for me, and I just really love them. Some are different. Some are rock and roll. Some are alternative. Some are pop. And one are, man, I don't even know what to call it, electronic hip-hop. But it's pretty cool. So let's get right to it. I have the clicker challenge today. I have schools in session, and I have five amazing tracks. And first up, you guys are going to love this band. This is called End This Tonight by the band Waiting for a Miracle, off their debut CD EP, Waiting for a Miracle. Kick it.
Thank you. Welcome to Guy in a Tie. Bienvenidos con el chico con la corbata.
Guy in a Tie. Free and independent music.
Yeah, we need some tuna fiddles.
Presets. Use the presets.
Oh, come on, dude. Your whole life is preset. Try something new.
Guy in a Tie. Free and independent.
The future will not be televised.
Okay, let's all be good little automaton droids and believe everything we hear on TV.
The future will not be broadcast.
You're always squawking about something. You got more static on the radio.
The future is in your earbuds.
Shh. Do you hear that? It's the winds of change. Without a doubt, podcasts are just outstanding, man. You can just play the best independent music that you never hear on the radio. You just are never going to hear that. Oh, that was Ageless Beauty I love that band. I've listened to it like a million times. Okay, maybe 10 times. And every time I listen to it, it just cranks me up. I love that track, Ageless Beauty, by the band Stars. They're out of Montreal. Montreal in Canada. Quebec, Canada. So you guys, when you think about it, attention deficit disorder makes a lot of sense. In this country, there isn't a lot worth paying attention to. Isn't that so true? Of course not. Me? I mean, you definitely guys pay attention to my lectures, but man, there's so much out there that's just not worth paying attention to, not relevant. And it kind of speaks to today's Guy in a Tie School in Session. Don't sweat the future. Don't worry about what's going on out there. But before I get to that, I'm going to play, I put together a little clicker challenge. There are 5 movies. You guys know what to do. Figure out what they are. No betting or gambling. Just have fun. Here's the clicker challenge. Number 1.
Does someone need a hug?
Number 2.
I'm a representative of Her Majesty's British government. The Empire needs you.
But the question is, do I need the Empire?
Number 3.
Woohoo! I'm the first one on the new road!
Number 4.
I would like $500.
You want $500?
Yes, I would like $500.
You want $500?
Yes, I want $500! $500!
Number 5.
That was really scary. And if you don't mind me saying, if that don't work, your breath certainly will get the job done, because you definitely need some Tic Tacs or something, because your breath stinks.
Hey, so that clicker challenge number 4, I never saw that flick. And at the end of the show, I'll give you guys the answers. I'll play that again, and then I'll give you answers. But I never saw that, so I'm going to have to rent number 4. It sounds really weird. I wonder what it's about. So, hey, you guys, this summer, give me a voice message. Send me a voicemail on the website. It's, if you scroll down a little bit, it's on the right side and it's green, and just click the little message and you guys can give me like a 1 or 2 minute hello, and I'll put you in the Guy in a Tie podcast. Tell me about your summer, what you're doing, what you're listening to, what's a good flick of the summer. Yeah, why don't you guys call in or click in and tell me what's a good flick this summer. You know, I'm really curious. Of course, I got 8-year-olds, 6 and 8-year-olds, so I got to go to, like, I don't know, like Ratatouille or maybe Nancy Drew. I don't know. But tell me a good flick this summer. I still haven't seen Superman. Fantastic Four is coming out. I'm pretty excited. I haven't seen Pirates. All right. Well, I got another band. I really like that. Ageless Beauties. I could play that again. But this band I'm going to play is called Ella Rouge. And the track is called Start All Over. And I really don't know how to say this, but the CD is called Muse Expo. I don't know, but that's the name of the CD. And there's a little link on Guy in a Tie website, and you can go and check it out. So this is Ella Rouge with Start All Over. Hope you dig it.
Is it too late? Start all over again. You waste your time on me. I know. could cherish every moment. Wish I knew all the little turtles games you play. Maybe things would have gone another way. I'll just brush you off on my shoulders. Or is it too late to start all over again?
What'd you guys think about that track? That was Ella Rouge with Start All Over. And as always, go to gynetai.com and check out the links to all these bands today and purchase them if you want. They're all on iTunes, or I have links to the websites. You can buy their CDs. Like that one you can get at smartpunk.com. And actually, a lot of the bands today, like the next band I'm going to play is called Bittersweet. You can download it right off my website and get that track for free and put it in your iPod or MP3 player. Ageless Beauty, too, and I don't know, what's the other one? And tonight, the first one. Gosh, who was that by? I can't remember. Oh, And This Tonight. There you go. All right, so, send me a voicemail. Send me, some comments on gynetai.com. Download the tracks. Let me know if you like those tracks. Actually, let me know if you like the next one. The next one's called The Mating Game by Bittersweet. But before I get to The Mating Game by The Bittersweet, they're a hip-hop band, electronic band, dance band out of California. It's time for School's in Session. Hey, School's in Session. I'm Guy in the Tie. But school's out. It's summer vacation. But here is School's in Session.
Teacher leave us kids alone.
So this is School's in Session, and it's, about don't sweating the future. Don't worry about the future. Don't worry about the future. So I met this girl named, I'm just going to call her E. And, I remember her really, really well because her concerns pretty much broke my heart because, she was so upset about things. A lot of stress from her parents, stress about issues that were going on in her life, health, etc. But what brought me the greatest enjoyment was her turnaround. In essence, E was in turmoil because she didn't yet know what she wanted to do with the rest of her life. She was panicked that she didn't know if she would make it into college or what kind of career she would have. She was insecure about whether she'd be able to make money, be able to please her mom, to find the right husband. In short, she was immobilized because she felt she was running out of time and she didn't have the answers. And she was only 13. We talked briefly about taking life one day at a time and about the power of making each day the best it can be. I remember saying to her, E, today is the most important day of your life. By treating each day as the most important day, your future will automatically take care of itself. While it's certainly true we must plan for the future, it's counterproductive to worry too much about it. It seems to me, Guy in a Tie, that one of the biggest mistakes most of us make is assuming that, for whatever reasons, tomorrow is going to be more important than today. What a silly assumption. Today is real. Today is relevant. We are here today, and there are things we can do. There's no such guarantee with regard to tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow is a thought in our mind. To me, Guy Natai, it's always been reassuring to know that I guarantee my best possible future by making today all it can be. I believe the same is true for you too. This realization seems to take away the urgency and fear associated with not knowing what's going to happen. In fact, making the decision to do your best today actually makes not knowing exactly what's going to happen sort of exciting. You know it's going to work out well, and you know you'll be fine. You just don't know the exact form it's going to take. It's logical that if I do my best today with today's set of circumstances, and then I do the same thing again tomorrow, and then again the next day, and so forth, I'm setting myself up and planting the seeds for a great future. The decisions I make and the actions I take today will be the best I can do right now. I'll do the same thing tomorrow, and the next week, and the next year. Those best I can do decisions will add up and eventually will make up my future. In other words, someday, today's future will be yet another today. And when it arrives, my suggestion is to make it the best possible day. About a year later, I received a beautiful letter from E stating that while she still didn't know what she was going to do with her life, she was older. Her concerns about it were all but over. She said she had learned to be happy and that the best year was the best years of her life. Not because her circumstances were any better or her future was any more secure, but simply because she had made the decision to do her best every day and let the future take care of itself. I have no idea what E futures hold, but I do have absolute confidence that she will make a significant contribution to society and that her life will be filled with joy. The same will be true for you if you do your best, but don't worry about the future. This is Guy in a Tie doing the Guy in a Tie thing.
Hey, teacher!
Doing the Guy in a Tie thing. So while that was schools in session, I love doing that. School's not in session, but, you know, the big thing about you guys, just don't worry about the future. You just can't control it. Live your life today. Live today. Live your summer vacation. And enjoy your summer vacation. Well, next up is Bittersweet with The Mating Game off their CD EP, The Mating Game. If you like this CD, or wait, if you like this track, The Mating Game, you can download it off guyinatie.com. So this is The Mating Game.
Sail away to
Okay, you guys, you gotta let me know if you like that track by Bittersweet. They are a dance electronic pop band out of LA, California, United States. I do have two other tracks, so there's Dirty Laundry and Bittersweet Faith. And if you like that track today, The Mating Game, let me know, give me some feedback, send me a voice message, and I'll play their other tracks if you like. All right, that's a little bit different for me, a little dance there, electronica, but go to the website. The girl's gorgeous, man. You just check her out, and they got a great sound. So that was Bittersweet. All right, it's time for the clicker challenge. So I'll play it once again, and then I'll give you the answers. Number one.
Does someone need a hug?
Number two.
I'm a representative of Her Majesty's British government. The Empire needs you.
But the question is, do I need the Empire?
Number three.
Woo-hoo! I'm the first one on the new road!
Number four.
I would like $500.
You want $500?
Yes, I would. Please, I would like $500.
You want $500? Yes, I want $500! $500!
Number five.
That was really scary. And if you don't mind me saying, if that don't work, your breath certainly will get the job done, because you definitely need some Tic Tacs or something, because your breath stinks.
All right, here are the answers for the Clicker Challenge. Number one, Will Ferrell and Elf.
Does someone need a hug?
Number two, Sean Connery in the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I'm a representative of Her Majesty's British government. The Empire needs you.
But the question is, do I need the Empire?
Number three, cars.
Woo-hoo! I'm the first one on the new road!
Number four, Bubble Boy. I never saw this flick. Let me know if it was any good.
I would like $500.
You want $500?
Yes, I would. Please, I would like $500.
You want $500?
Number five, Shrek.
That was really scary. And if you don't mind me saying, if that don't work, your breath certainly will get the job done, because you definitely need some Tic Tacs or something, because your breath stinks.
Okay, so that was the Clicker Challenge, and you know, I gotta see Superman, I gotta see Pirates, I gotta see all these flicks, I gotta see everything this year. I haven't seen one movie this whole school year. Alright, so give me some feedback, give me some voicemail, and I can't believe we're at the end of the podcast, but this next track I think you guys will like. It's called Deciding Tonight. They're a band, I love this band, with a track called She Walks Through Walls. And this band, they're out of Long Island, New York. And they're an alternative band, and I don't really have a picture of them except for what I have on the website, Deciding Tonight. But Deciding Tonight, She Walks Through Walls. Off their CD, The Delusionist. Hope you guys dig it.
Pretend that I can't see you knocking down the door. It's a silhouette piece of floor, just like before. Who am I to think that I could be the one to change? It's terrible the rage, and when I can hear is you breathing.
So this is Gaiantai. I hope you former students enjoyed my class this year. I hope you learned a lot. And future Skyliners and future students, man, I really look forward to teaching you. You're going to have an exciting year in my class. It's just going to be an amazing year. You're going to learn so much. It'll probably be one of the most amazing classes you've ever been in. You know, thinking about who you are and where you're going, you guys, it seems to me that one of the biggest mistakes most of us make is assuming that for whatever reasons, tomorrow is going to be more important than today. What a silly assumption. Today's real. We are here today, and there are things we can do. The decisions I make and the actions I take today will be the best I can do right now. I'll do the same thing tomorrow and the next week and the year after that. Those best I can do decisions will add up and eventually will make up my future. In other words, someday, today's future will be tomorrow's today. And when it arrives, my suggestion is to make it the best possible day. This is Guy in a Tie. Do your homework. See ya.